Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is paid commercial programming. The content and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WSSP, Entercom Milwaukee, its staff, or sponsors. From Lake Michigan to the Mississippi and every river, lake, and field in between, let's talk everything outdoors.
Aboard! You're on the crazy train!
All aboard!
Welcome to the Skipper Bud's Cutting Edge Outdoors. Fasten your seatbelts for a wild ride through Wisconsin's outdoors. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning us in this morning. This is the Skipper Bud's Cutting Edge Outdoors, where we come to you every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. We are live, and we do take your phone calls with questions, comments, bragging about a big fish or animal that you got. 799-1250, that's 414-799-1250. Or you can email us live at ceoguys@yahoo.com. He's Danny Bush. I'm Tom Neubauer. And Nick Bodie is on the boards. And Danny, it's good to have you back. We missed you last week, but I was a little envious. You were out fishing for, what, 4 or 5 days up on the Big Bay of Green Bay?
Yeah. Life's a lot of hard work, Tom.
Well, I'll tell you what. Fishing on the Bay of Green Bay ain't always easy.
Well, let me tell you what. It's nice if you're in the back of the boat and the other guy is the guy
He's
on the front
the
running everything.
Yeah.
So I got a chance to jump on Mark Horton. He bought a new Lund. So I jumped on the boat with him for a day or two. And in fact, my brother, we had three of us on the boat and had plenty of room. But it was really nice because if you're in the back of the boat, all you got to do is fish.
Or take a nap.
And the guy in front, especially if you're in heavy waves on the Bay of Green Bay, you can be up there, battling the waves and trying.
The foot control motor.
And especially being as I forgot my front seat again, so I was balancing on one foot up there most of the time. But, I mean, you get the boat set up, and if you hook a fish, next thing you know, you're washing in towards the rocks. You got to get on the trolling motor before you even pull the fish in to make sure that you're always conscious of that, whereas the guy in back, all they got to do is just fish.
All right. Let's give your story some music.
A little creativity there.
He said boat so many times, I had to. I'm
sorry. Okay.
Rock the boat, baby. It is a pain, being up in front. I enjoy it, too. Like, when I go fishing with my son, Chris, he likes being in the front of his boat, and it's like, and he'll always ask, do you want to run the front of the boat? I say, no, I'm fine back here.
Actually, it's a good core workout up there as far as trying to keep your balance and everything.
Yeah.
We had some rocking waves. Even Ron Johnson, he had his boat in about 3 in the afternoon one day. I never thought you could wear that guy out. He says, my back is killing me. He says, balancing up here and in these waves and so forth. He doesn't have a deep V, so his boat was slapping up and down out there. And he says, I think I'm going to call it a wrap today. But we had a great time. The weather would switch. We had to play the wind. So if the north winds were coming in terrible, we'd go to Rowley's Bay. Now Ron was drop shotting, catching bass on the beds in the bay. And he was really good at that. He could spot them and then just kind of jiggle and they'd pick up. We went into the Mink River and used the Ned rig. And the Ned rig works really good. You just go up along, just cast as close to shore as you can. And those bass are laying right along there. And so I got a 21-incher.
Oh, yeah.
On a Ned rig there. In fact, I took Dr. Sandy Flaster. He said he's going to be listening today, but I doubt he's up at 6 o'clock. He'll probably tune in at 7. I took him back in there, and I was trying to explain to him how to use the Ned rig. And I cast, and it was even windy in the Mink River.
Really?
I mean, it was to the point where the boat's like spinning around. I don't have a spot lock or I don't have the poles.
Right, right.
And I mean, the wind was howling down there. And I cast to the shore, and then I went to turn the trolling motor to get away from the bank. And all of a sudden, I thought I had a weed, and I pull and I see a flash, and first fish was 21-incher on the Ned rig. Mm-hmm. Well, then that gave Dr. Flaster Sandy some confidence. So then he caught a 20, a 19, an 18, and he got pretty good at picking them off. Then the next day, we did go out to the Strawberry Islands. Unfortunately, the heavy wind that north wind had howled through there the day before. It really seemed to shut the bite down. Because on a shoreline where we had caught, in one drift, one morning, we caught 22 fish just in one drift. And they're all about three, four, you know, four
they're
pounders.
Nice fish, yeah.
Four and a half, you know, some 19-inchers, all fat, pre-spawn. We went through, and I caught three. He didn't catch any. And we went across to a little point. And I said, I had the boat. I was struggling in the wind again. It was a south wind, but it was still kind of a struggle. And I was struggling to kind of control the boat. I spun it around, and I said, cast parallel to that point. Next thing you know, I see his rod doubled over and his drag's going, and he's fighting a fish. And I said, you're on your own, man. I got to get on the trolling motor to wash us off these rocks here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to get on, shoot out a little bit, grab the net, and go over there. And he got his biggest smallmouth ever. He got a 5.5-pounder, but the thing was like 18 3/4 to 19 inches long. It was 5.5 pounds.
Are you really?
Was that a pig?
Oh,
my
God.
Beautiful fish, man. Just
wow.
A slob. I looked at that thing, and I'm like, that's over 5 pounds without a doubt.
And that should have been normally like 21 inches.
Yeah.
You know, roughly.
And my 21-incher that I got in the Mink, it was either a big male or a spawned-out female. That one should have been 6 pounds if it were full of spawn.
If it was full of spawn.
But it wasn't. It was like 4.5 pounds. It was long,
but
it just wasn't nothing in its belly.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, if you can get them with the spawn in them. So the sister islands never really did turn on. I went there one day with Ron Johnson. I fished one day with him, and we went in about 13 feet of water. It was flat calm that day. You could see the schools of bass swimming down there. They were just all hunkered down. But they weren't really up shallow or onto the rock reef. And I went back there several times throughout the week and got a few small fish, but it never really, last year, our last night, that's where I was banging a whole bunch of 18, 19-inchers, one after another. So the best is yet to come. It's going to be getting good up there over the next couple of weeks. So
yeah, and then, you know, it's actually good all summer long. But right now, got them more targeted, a little bit shallower. You can get
their bellies. If you get a fat pre-spawn one, you're going to get the heaviest weight. But you're right, guys. Catch them there
all summer long.
All summer long. I went up there the first week of August, the first time I took Ron Johnson up there, and we went out to the rock reefs. So,
yeah, and you caught them.
And they were out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we caught them out there. And jerk baits.
Yeah.
Guess what bait Sandy used to catch his big bass? Come on, which one was I talking about all the time?
Oh, the Ned rig?
Nope. The expensive one.
Oh, yeah, your expensive jerk bait.
The Mega Bass Vision 110 and Elegy Bone.
Your $25 lure.
Tennessee Shad also worked well, too. And if I'd go to a change-up, if you're going to go up there, here's my advice. Get the Mega Bass Vision 110. Then I'd put that on one rod. The other one, I'd put a Pink X wrap. And the other one, I would put a Rapala shadow wrap deep.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the shadow wrap deep, if you're off the edge and maybe, say, 8-10 feet of water, when you pause that one, it slowly sinks. So if the fish are a little deeper and they're not coming up or quite as aggressive, just that little pause to let it sink back in their face.
Mm-hmm.
The Mega Bass Vision 110 works good if you're going to work that 6 to 8 foot depth. And the pink X-wrap, if you're working in shallower, let's say you're casting in the 4 or 5 feet, the pink X-wrap doesn't get down quite as deep. So if you had one of those on each of your rods, you could pretty much cover
all
shallow
the area.
Off the break, too.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how most guys, you don't see a lot of guys working jerk baits. They're all hung up on their soft plastics, but the jerk bait bite is the way to go up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah. Well, I know in the summertime, a lot of guys use spinner baits up there. They'll use the plastics, the spinner baits, you know, like the Kalen's, I forget,
jerk minnow
on a jig, you know, they'll use that. They'll use the spinner baits. I know, Dale Strohsheim likes the chartreuse and white spinner baits. He likes that one. Because I've seen him enough on Gillespie in the summertime up there.
Ron did throw a spinner bait and did catch a couple fish on a spinner bait one day. I threw it for a little bit and didn't get anything. Yeah. But I did tell you the story how when I went up there in August years ago to Rowley's Bay and all these smallmouth, we could see them cruising around.
Yeah.
And I took the spinner bait you made for me in my first cast. It was really cool. This 4-pound smallie sitting by a rock, and I cast that spinnerbait past it.
Right.
And I was bringing it, and it wasn't 2 feet to the side, and that thing came shooting out from the side and just nailed it.
Did you happen to try those Mini Mic twos?
I did.
Or threes.
I did try those a little bit when Ron was drop shotting those bedded bass and Rowleys.
Yeah.
I did try the Mini Mic, but I had a hard time, you know, getting it where I was putting it right in front of the fish.
You know what I find with those Mini Mic threes? If you put those on a Ned Rig jig, they look basically like a Ned Rig, just a little bit skinnier tail. You know, I mean,
same type. Yeah.
Well, it's about the same length and everything. You know, I mean, it same width. So it, yeah, it's just kind of. Look, I'm just wondering if that might be the new Ned Rig setup.
You know, maybe.
Mini Mic three. Which, of course, nobody really carries. You'd have to order them online. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, well, listen, we got to go to a break. We got other stuff coming up. 799-1250 is the phone number. You're listening to the Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Well, you're already on, Danny. You've been on for like a minute.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors. Now, so you gave Nick a whole list of music.
Well, and I said pick what you like out of it. It's old, some old stuff.
So I've noticed the difference between you picking music and me picking music. Your music, this is kind of like the stuff my buddies in college would sit and smoke pot and stare at blacklight posters, listening to the mellow type music.
Well, these are.
I play the get up and go play the football game music.
Well, no, we were talking about that earlier.
Were you a stoner back in the day, Tom?
No, never.
No,
never. No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I never was.
I tried.
But
it.
I knew one.
I tried
guys
it.
Who were.
No, I tried it, and
you were like
I
Bill
didn't,
Clinton.
I didn't like the pot. It made me feel weird. I did not like it. I tried it and I said, no, this ain't for me. It
made you weird?
Well, I just didn't feel right. I didn't like it.
Did you like just stand against the wall of the room there and not say anything to anybody?
No, I just didn't like it. So I stuck to beer.
Nick, you're a young guy fresh out of college. You're probably at all kinds of, no, they do drug testing now. You can't.
The following is paid commercial programming. The content and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WSSP, Entercom Milwaukee, its staff, or sponsors.
In other words, Nick isn't going to answer that. He's taking a fifth on that.
I don't know.
He's taking a fifth. No,
is it all beer up at Oshkosh? A lot of beer parties in Oshkosh, I'll bet.
A lot of beer. A lot of beer parties.
I notice
parties.
You've been missing a lot of Saturday mornings here lately, buddy.
It's true.
Is this really, are you shaking those college habits now?
It has. It's been irresponsible things like going to a family wedding, moving into the apartment. That was not good. Yeah, it's been a rough time.
Who needs to go to a wedding anyway?
Look, they keep giving me off on Friday nights. You can't blame me if I'm hungover coming in here on Saturday.
Not only that, but the wedding is free food.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, right away, you, Tom. You just go for the free stuff. Does anybody...
All them cute girls at the wedding, Nick got to look, check out.
Well, it was a family wedding, so that's a little...
Well, they bring friends, don't they, somewhere?
I only had one wedding where my...
And then there's the opposite side.
My buddy got married, and his wife's friend was really hot. And then she kind of liked me, and so we ended up doing some dancing that night after the... that was down in Florida. Yep. Yep, well,
you can't just trail the story off.
Well, I have to. But the reception is what to go to. The wedding itself is boring.
Yeah, that is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're at
Unless you're standing up, then you got to be there.
When my friend McKenna got married, we were all just in a group chat. We just called it the party. Nobody was really concerned. Yeah. Like the ceremony, that's nice. We're very happy for you, but come on.
This wedding, though, in Florida, I really screwed up because the night before we had the rehearsal, and they were getting married at an Air Force base in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. An Air Force base, right? So the last thing the bride said to me was, make sure you're on time. So I'm like the best man, right? I'm the guy with the ring and everything. Well, the next day we got up and, I think we were probably out till 5 in the morning to begin with. And then we get up. And we get a cab, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we say, take us to the Air Force base. Little did we know there were two bases, right? So we go to the wrong base.
Oh, no.
And we pull up to a chapel on this base, and there's no cars. And we're like, oh, my God, this doesn't look like the one. And then we find out there's one on the other side of town. So a buddy of mine had a rental car. So I jumped in with him, and he's driving like 70 miles an hour across town in 35 mile an hour zones. I'm hoping we don't get pulled over. And the bride is looking out the back door of the chapel. And where's Dan? They're not here yet. And she goes, that blankety blank blank. And then we come pulling up. And the guy who's driving 70 miles an hour, he gets out of the car first. And he's got a beer can in his hand, right? And I'm like, put that beer can away, because he shouldn't have been drinking and driving 70 miles an hour to get me there. And that just made it a real bad look. And there was a little German lady who was like in charge of the wedding. And this little German lady was really mad at me. So when I went to stand, like before you got to go out there, walk out there, I had my hands in my pocket, and she walked up behind me and ripped my hands out of my pocket and said, put your hands at your side. Like, Tan Hut, I was scared of that little German lady. But I gave a good wedding toast, though. I came through with the wedding toast. They had everybody in tears, and everybody, and that little German lady goes, that was the most beautiful wedding toast I've ever heard. And I do a lot of weddings, so that got me out of trouble.
Well, I got advice for the young guys out there. You guys might not agree with me. But my advice is, if you're asked to be a best man at a wedding, don't do it. Don't do it. Danny put up one thing, that toast. You better come up with something good, with a toast. And if you're drunk, that's terrible. You can't do a drunk wedding toast, that you just slobber all over. It's going to cost you a lot of time and money and all these other things you got to think about. I'm telling you, being a best man is a pain. The worst thing your friend can do is ask you to be the best man.
Well, see, I was smart. I tied in Vince Lombardi and the Green Bay Packers.
There you go.
And Packers. I said, now, all of you in Florida may not know this, but I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin. And Green Bay, of course, is legendary. And we had Coach Lombardi. And Lombardi says, faith, family, in the Green Bay Packers, in that order. And I tied that into that. And
excellent.
I used old Vince.
There you go. Got to use some of his quotes.
Right.
Well, a lot of his quotes will come into, like in fishing. When you fish a tournament, Vince Lombardi, what did he say once? We never lost a game. We just ran out of time.
Yep.
I never lost a tournament. I just ran out of time.
Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing.
It's the only thing. That's right. Hey, I went to that tournament to win. That's the only thing I didn't want a second place. That's like kissing your sister. You know, I mean, yeah, you can use a lot of his quotes in daily life, whatever it is, you know.
I'll kiss your sister.
Yeah. If I had a sister.
You didn't have any sisters.
No, I just have four brothers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It must have been a rough tumble. Did you get beat up by your brothers, or were you the bully?
Not really, no. I was the youngest of the bunch.
You were the spoiled one.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I got to admit, yeah, the youngest
spoiled
one.
The parents give up. Yeah. By the time, like, my brother, younger brother came along, they were tired of fighting. When I was a kid, it was like it or lump it. Whatever was served for dinner, that was what you were getting. My younger brother, it was like his own private cafe. He could order whatever he wants.
Well, no,
Bacon sandwich.
No, we didn't have that.
Malto meal.
No.
He could get whatever he wanted. Mom was tired of fighting.
No. It wasn't that.
He could get whatever they wanted, but it had to be food from the early 40s. What is Malto meal?
He loved Malto meal.
What is that?
My younger brother was a big fan of Malto meal.
It was like a chocolate-flavored oatmeal or something?
Yeah, it's like a mush. It's kind of like...
Like an oatmeal.
He would come home and say, I want Malto meal. Or he was big on a bacon sandwich, which I got to hand it to him. Everybody loves bacon,
well,
right?
Who doesn't?
Bacon sandwich, right?
What do you put on it besides bacon?
What else do you need?
You would just put bacon on bread.
Bacon on bread, man. Okay. A little butter, a little mayo. Throw some tomato on.
Yeah,
you've heard
tomato,
of a BLT
lettuce,
before,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
They've got those up in Oshkosh, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Green Bay's a little behind at the time. You know, they didn't have all that
Talking
other
Oshkosh,
stuff.
Green Bay was a great town.
I don't live.
Oshkosh is kind of like their poor sister. You know, Oshkosh.
Wow.
What's Oshkosh? Oshkosh, if you're a fisherman, has the lakes.
Yeah. Oshkosh. Yeah.
My brother lived in Oshkosh.
D3 basketball national champions. Thank you very much.
D3. I mean, what is a
careful,
D3?
Careful. I will walk right now and let you run the rest D3. Of the show, Danny. Don't push me here. Don't push me. You can make fun of my hair, my mother, my family, anything you want.
D3
Don't go after Titan basketball.
They couldn't beat the Preble Hornets.
Danny.
Mike McGivern's team could beat the D3.
Good. All morning, folks. Going to be here till 10.
Hey,
keep it rolling.
Last week, I was joking about Baby Tausch's man bun. And that, no, man buns don't go. I'm sorry. That's not a good look for a guy, a man bun.
By joking, he means he said he looked like a metrosexual.
Yeah, what do they call those guys? Metrosexuals or?
He's sitting over here go, oh, I don't know what it is with these millennials and their hair.
No,
blah,
what was the other one I used? Metrosexual and hipster.
Hipster.
Well, anyway, Bodie gets a text from Baby Tausch.
I'm looking over.
He gets a text. He says, I got a man bun on my forearm for you.
No,
for me.
No, it was at like 6:30, so he didn't think Billy was up. And so Baby Tausch, I get a text from him at 6:40 a.m. that says, tell my boy Tommy
how's
the
that?
True, I got a metrosexual forearm with
how's
his
that,
name on it.
How's that Nutrisystem working for Billy right now? Is he getting lean?
Hey, he looks good, man.
Yeah. Billy Schmidt is a wonderful person. He's smart. He's handsome.
He was a good actor.
He's intelligent.
Because the end of last show, he's
a star.
I mean,
star center at Division III, Carthage College.
Yeah.
Is it Carthage that he played?
He went to Carthage.
Yeah. Carthage, right?
He was a hell of a football player. He's a hell of a basketball player.
He can play the guitar too.
He can do everything.
He can sing.
And he's waiting for Tom in the parking lot now.
Oh no, I don't think so because he's such a good guy, good looking.
I think we ought to have a radio station Olympics.
He is
where
like
we all have like a contest where we do our superstars of the station contest.
Billy Schmidt,
do a 40-yard dash.
Hey, Billy Schmidt is the best.
You and Billy can do the log roll.
Yeah, right.
And then if he lands on top of you can get killed.
I ain't doing nothing. But I'll tell you what, Billy Schmidt is the best person at this station.
Well, stop.
He knows more about sports than
right now.
Anybody.
He's trying to talk his way out of it.
I don't want no damn forearm to the head.
We get to the. We
pay to watch that.
We got to
Billy
the end of last show.
Billy has done wrestling, right? He could spin you around over his head and do a body slam.
I had a guy once, this really big dude, and I was, you know, we were just joking around and stuff, and I'm not a light guy. He picked me up, had me on his shoulder. Like, I mean, I thought he was going to like body slam me or something. I mean, I was a little worried, Because this guy was a little off kilter to begin with, you know?
He's an off kilter guy.
You know what I mean? He's not all there. A few bottles short of a six pack.
Was he like a fishing tournament partner?
No. Just some kind of anyway. And bigger than guy we were talking about the other day. Bigger than Dank.
Really?
Taller. And about as wide, but taller and very strong.
He picked you up. And
he had me up. Literally, my back was on his shoulder. He picked me up. He had me like that. And I thought he was going to body slam. I was getting worried. So you know what I said to him?
Put me down?
I said, okay, I'm giving you one last chance, buddy. One last chance. You put me down nicely or it's it for you.
I had a big redneck down in...
I was sweating.
I went to school in Missouri, and there was this big redneck guy who came in. He played a defensive tackle on the football team. Another D3 team down there, by the way, Evangel College. Anyway, this guy would first time I saw him, he's wearing bib overalls. He's sitting in the pool room, and he's talking about stills. He's talking about up in the hills with his family up moonshining. And he's talking about the first time he went to St. Louis, he asked for directions. And somebody said, well, you got to go 3 red lights down and take a right. And he kept driving and driving and driving because the lights were all green until he saw one turn red.
You're not serious.
True story. And this redneck, he'd sit there and he'd have twine in between his fingers and he'd be snapping the twine. He'd like sit there and break it with his hand. So one time this big sodbuster, he picked me up from behind. Little did he know I had the old wrestling moves. So my feet were off the ground. I managed to reverse, get my arm underneath the leg, kind of hook underneath, turn, pick. I lifted up, did a single leg takedown, put that big sodbuster on his back, and then I put him in, you know, where I had him pinned, and he was trying to roll out, and I kept switching my on him, and everybody, all these other guys were going wild, laughing at him. And later on, the guy said, he said, you embarrassed me, he says, I learned never, never to pick on a little guy again. He said, you don't know. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Guess what time it is now?
Time for a break?
Yeah, and coming up next is going to be the Gut Report. And we got a special guest for the Gut Report this week. So stay tuned for more, folks. You don't want to miss it.
Come here. I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly!
The Gut Report is brought to you by Discount Liquor. Well, today, folks, we got a special guest doing the Gut Report. We have Mr. Nick Bodie. So go take it away, Nick.
All right, Tom. Thanks for having me on. Folks, this is one of Mama Bodie's favorites. This is warm jalapeno popper dip. Pretty simple ingredients in this one. It's 8 ounces of cream cheese. You want it softened, not hard, just out of the fridge. Get a cup of mayo. You want 1 4-ounce can of diced jalapeno chilies and 1 4-ounce can of regular diced green chilies. Get a packet of ranch. Pretty much anything will do. You see those little individual packets at Hidden Valley at the store. Add to that 2 cups of shredded Mexican cheese or cheddar, really whatever you like, kind of your taste. Put that on top. You're going to cook that at 350 degrees. Mix all the ingredients together. Put the cheese on top. Put that in a big bowl in your oven. 350 degrees, about 25 to 30 minutes, depending how dark you like it, how crunchy you want the top. It is delicious. A little bit spicy, but not too bad, Tom, because it's kind of got that cream to balance it out.
Yeah, I got a question. You said how much of the jalapenos?
You want 1 4-ounce can of diced jalapenos.
Now, and then what's the other chilies?
Of diced green chilies.
What is that?
It's a little, the flavor palette is a little bit different. Jalapenos and chili, I think jalapenos are a little bit spicier. They're a little bit more acidic kind of too. So
is there a brand of green chilies that when you say other green chilies?
Like Rotel, something like Rotel. They have tomatoes and chilies. You can also just buy chilies. Or you could just get 2 4-ounce cans of jalapenos, depending how hot you want it. This is the way my mom does it, recipe-wise.
Or maybe... If you didn't want it as spicy, you could use the 4 ounces of a green bell pepper or whatever.
Or and if you wanted to make it nuclear, you could go habanero.
Whatever
you want to do.
All right. The Gut Report was brought to you by Discount Liquor, where you're going to find the best price, selection, and service at 51st and Oklahoma in Milwaukee and Main Street in Barstow and Waukesha. For weekly specials, go to DiscountLiquorInc.com.
Come here. I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. Roxanne.
Well, welcome back, folks. What time is it anyway? 6:41? About?
6:40 almost. 6:39. It's about to be 6:40 right now.
Well, not according to my computer.
I'm going off the official radio station computer.
Oh,
here.
Okay. Well, this computer's got 6:40. Well, okay, 6:40. So if you're on your way to work and you got to be there by 7, yeah, you're okay. You're doing fine. You're doing fine. Normally, whenever I give the time, Danny starts talking about the traffic on the Edens, you know, down in Illinois or something.
So you're saying they're not too late? They don't have to run through the red light?
Right. Danny's not here right now, okay? Mm. So watch. When he comes back, I'll give the time. I'll give what time it is. And I guarantee you, Danny's going to say, oh, it's light and variable on the Edens. Well, you watch. I guarantee you. Okay, folks, if you're listening, well, you just wait. He'll do it. I know he will. He always does. You watch. And I think that's something, you know, Nick, that we should do during this course of the show every now and then, just give the time, because a lot of people, you know, they're driving in their car, they're going along, and kind of lose track of time, you know, and then, you know, if you hear it on the radio, it's like you don't have to look over at the radio clock, don't have to look at your watch, don't have to pull out the phone and look at it, you know. You just hear it, you know. And those other things are like distractions, you know.
You listen to a lot of news talk radio, I take it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's common across that format. You'll always hear like Mark Belling, Rush Limbaugh, those guys.
Well, you know, it's funny when I'm listening to anybody like that in news talk radio AM, you know, during the week, if they're on a boring topic that I've heard 100 times before, you know, then I flip over to rock stations, you know, then I want to listen to music, you know, for a while.
But of course, his number one preset is 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. And when he's not listening to this station, he's using the radio.com app to listen anywhere, just like the rest of you.
I don't know how to do that. I have a phone that doesn't do that. And if I did have a phone that did that, Nick, I wouldn't know how to do that. I'm a dinosaur when it comes to that stuff. I am so set in my ways. But, okay, you know, after the Hornswoggle, which we're going to be playing after the 6:45 break, and if you don't know what a Hornswoggle is, if you're a new listener, now, let's face it, most of you people have listened to the show before, you know what a Hornswoggle is, but I'm sure there's a few new listeners out there who are not sure. But a Hornswoggle basically is somebody who's BSing you. And when we play the Hornswoggle, you can win several prizes. The Hornswoggle is brought to you by Carl's Country Market. It's known for its award-winning sausages. It's got everything meat and a lot more there. They're at Pilgrim Road and Silver Spring in Menominee Falls. Also brought to you by Baitmate Fish Attractants and Coleman Insect Repellents. You see those at every store, outdoor store you go to, they all have that stuff. But anyway, and Danny makes three statements. And you gotta know if he's telling you a Hornswoggle, which is the BS, or if he's telling you the truth, which is no Hornswoggle. So you get a $10 gift certificate from Carl's Country Market if you get two out of three correct, and you get your choice of either fish attractants or first aid kit, and then you get your choice of Coleman insect repellent. So really, it's a heck of a prize package, and it might take, you know, Danny will mail out the $10 gift certificate right away, you know, during the week, but it might take a week or two, you know, to get the other stuff from Wisconsin Pharmacal. That's the people who, you know, put those things out for Baitmate and Coleman. So
maybe we do a new contest, Tom, where the people can win like a dream cruise with Tom.
No.
Right? Dream cruise Tom.
You know why I don't
call it the Marlboro Tour.
He just putters him around the lake with a pack of smokes.
Join me, Tom Neubauer, as we cruise to the Caribbean.
We visit Dan Bush's palatial estate.
How about
Puerto Rico?
We cruise Pewaukee Lake.
Then Tom will have food. You could cook food for everybody with your
chef
skills.
Not on the boat.
You hear like celebrities.
I would never go, huh?
Like celebrities sometimes go on
they
trips
do that.
And
they
take people.
Yeah, that's how they get their trip paid for.
I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah, yeah.
A
lot of talk show hosts.
John's friend Greg was trying to talk us into doing like a bus tour to one of those Canadian resorts.
Yeah,
the bus tour for these, you know, the Cutting Edge Outdoors crew.
I would do that.
And listeners do a bus cruise to a resort, and maybe someday.
But I'll tell you
what, when I'm retired,
when it comes on to those boats, those cruise boats, those big massive cruise boats, I would never go on one of those. Because I cannot believe how those things stay upright. Do you see how tall they are? They are so tall. It's like they got to have so much weight for ballast in the bottom, you know, that boat, to keep that thing on upright. I mean, those things are like 6, 7, 8 stories tall. And it's like, how do they stay afloat? Not only that, but I mean,
well,
no,
boat.
I don't know how, though. No, I don't know how.
Boats float.
No, these should tip over.
There's a news flash,
no,
buddy.
No, don't make fun of that now. Those things should flip right over. Yeah, go
this
ahead. You guys laugh.
Man has been sailing the seas for centuries.
This is the way my great-grandfather talked about airplanes. He was like, how? I don't get it. It's a metal tube and it's a boat.
Well, you know, which is true.
Like
what,
Danny
about airplanes
said, don't
too.
Stand on the front, right, Danny?
Yeah, don't stand on the front. Put that big electric trolling motor on the front of that cruise ship.
Well, you know, cruise ships have been having accidents.
Yeah.
Lately.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the tour planes up in Alaska that collided? Did you hear about that story?
No.
Yeah.
Didn't. Well, we'll get to that.
We'll get
more.
To that when we come back.
We'll get to that more. Right now, we got the Hornswoggle coming up, so call 799-1250. That's 414-799-1250.
If you've won in like the last, you know, 6 weeks, try and give somebody else a chance to. If you have played and didn't win, well, then give a call. But we're trying to have new blood call. So 799-1250. I promise the questions won't be that hard.
All right. That sounds good. We'll be right back, folks. So stay tuned.
But
somebody's going
to
win a big prize.
Should be able to get it.
All right. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the very mellow Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors. Chilling out, sitting in the dorm room, listening to tunes. All right, we've got the Hornswoggle segment. Who do we have on the line here? We've got John.
We got John.
You with
us? Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Good.
So, you know how this works? So if I'm pulling your leg, it's a Hornswoggle. So I'm going to make three statements, and here we go. The Douglas fir tree is actually a pine tree. Hornswoggle or no Hornswoggle?
That is no Hornswoggle.
No Hornswoggle. Good.
Very good. All right. That's one.
The world record lion was shot in 1944. In Afro, of course, by Mr. Jim Chapstick.
That's a Hornswoggle.
That's a Hornswoggle.
Now, that one was too easy.
And the Atlantic salmon is actually a member of the trout family.
No Hornswoggle.
Hey, wow. 3 for 3.
You're on top of
things,
John.
It. Rocking there. All right.
Wow.
So, I'll be mailing you out a gift certificate for Carl's Country Meats, so you'll enjoy that. They got great stuff.
Yeah.
And what would you like? Now, we can either get you the little first aid kit, or if you'd like a combination of insect repellent and some bait mate fish attractant, we can do that. What would you prefer?
Let's go with the bait mate and the insect repellent.
Okay, do you want some DEET or DEET? Who took my pen here?
I didn't take it.
Give me. You took my pen.
Oh.
The producer took my pen here. I'm trying to write this stuff down.
The one time
this isn't my pen.
The one time he brings
this
a pen.
This isn't as good as the pen I had.
I didn't take your pen.
I want my pen. Okay, so anyway, you want, do you want DEET-less or DEET-deeted?
let's try some DEET.
You want DEET?
20%?
Okay.
Sure.
Right around 20%, yeah. And then, what flavor bait mate would you like? What do you like to fish for?
Let's do some panfish.
Panfish. Okay. Sounds good. Speaking of panfish, have you been out fishing lately?
No, I haven't. Not in the last few weeks.
Fishing should start picking up with this warm weather. And I see you're from Thiensville, And our producer had never heard of Thiensville, but, you know, he's a young kid. He went to Oshkosh. It's only a Division III school.
Oshkosh they don't. Explains his problems, I guess.
Yeah, they got their problems from there. So Thiensville, I said it's by Mequon,
dude. I'll take my basketball team against UW-Thiensville any day.
The listeners are getting on you now.
Thiensville. So I don't even think he spelled Thiensville right. Is it T-H-E-I-N? S-V-I-L-L-E, is that how you spell Thiens?
It's T-H-I-E.
I knew it.
See, that's
what I knew it.
That's what I have written down.
Once again, I-E.
I-E. Yeah.
Good thing I'm following up.
N-S and Ville. V-I-L-L-E.
Hey, V-I-L-L-E.
John, can I ask you a question? How old are you?
58.
All right. Do you remember Thiensville in Thiensville?
Thiensville.
Yeah.
That was a drinking night.
Yeah, there was a place where they had bands playing and they served near beer and but then when it became legal at 18, then they served regular beer. Remember that place?
Don't remember the name of it. I can't.
It was called Thiensville.
Thiensville in Thiensville.
In Thiensville. It was a big place. Yeah.
And that's where you guys,
but anyway,
all you juvenile delinquents hung out there, Tom.
It sounds like Springsteen.
You had to leave the county to drink.
No, we didn't hang out there. We just played there. So
okay.
All right. Well, thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Bye now. Yeah. Well, here I'll give you a quick fishing report, Danny. Now, last week when you were in here, I told everybody about our experience on a Walworth County lake. We did really good on the bass, but it didn't matter. I mean, the fish would only hit wacky worms or wacky style worms. Didn't matter what color or what brand, you know, caught a lot of fish. Well, I went fishing again this past Sunday, and we went to Lake X. You know what Lake X is, right?
Yeah, Oconomowoc.
Oh, yeah, Oconomowoc. The first hour and a half was a little slow. And I was out with a young fella that I work with. He's 24 years old, and he's really, really, really into fishing. And I told him, I said, here's the thing. I said, I'm going to show you all these spots. Now, we might not catch fish on every spot, but eventually we're going to find them. We're going to hit all these different areas because, you know, we talked before, you know, it's kind of a joke, but the fish will be either shallow, deep, or somewhere in between. You know, they're going to be somewhere, right?
Definitely in the lake somewhere.
You got to just move around to find them. Well, we finally found them.
Fish like water.
Yeah. We would find like
you taught me that.
We would find like three or four of them in one area, and then it'd be slow for a little bit, and then we'd find three or four more, and then find some here. And again, the same thing happened where the chatterbaits, rattle traps, spinnerbaits, jig and plastic, you know, the jig and straight plastic. None of those were working. Anything working fast, forget it. I caught a number of fish on a black and blue swim jig with a black and blue scrub by Kalins. So, you know, I caught some fish on that. And then everything else was basically on the wacky style worms. And we caught quite a few. You know, we caught quite a few fish. But something happened that was really weird, okay? Oh, and by the way, it's, Danny, I just want to let you know it's 6. Wait a minute. Let me put on my glasses. 6:58 a.m. So, 6:58 a.m. Just letting you know.
And
he was listening to the radio
just
in the
so you
bathroom.
Clowns know
he was listening
I was
to the
listening
radio
in the bathroom
he was. Damn, I forgot
you
about
bonehead.
That I forgot about that. Darn it. See, folks, we got a radio in all the bathrooms, and you can flip it to all the different stations here.
Yeah, right while you're sitting there. You just reach and turn the knob.
So he heard us. Ow.
I heard,
and you were probably laughing in there, thinking, "Oh, I'm going to get these
ruined
guys."
Ruined your joke.
I had you pegged for a Kiss FM guy, Danny. I don't know.
But anything, I'll tell you real quick, folks. Something really weird happened when I was out fishing on Oconomowoc Lake.
Okay.
I'll tell you about that when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.